I think our awareness is getting better. In most areas, I think that bullying is actually reducing, but there's one place where it's increasing, and that's online. And that's partly because we didn't used to have access to all the digital technology. And so, of course, it's increasing online because it's new.
What is it about online technology that makes bullying worse than, say, when we were back in school?
The bullying online is more intense because of the anonymity. People say and do and write things online that they would never say to someone's face. And so what you have is a situation where people are hidden behind the anonymity of the screen, and they can be just vicious.
And then what's the residual impact on these kids as they grow up?
One of the many people I interviewed for my book told me how the bullying that he suffered as a child has continued to haunt him into adulthood, because what happens is the brains of bullying victims change, and they get basically like a post-traumatic stress disorder. And as they grow older, any kind of opposition verbally to them, they perceive as bullying, even when it's not. So this one man was explaining to me that at work, for example, if somebody questions him, even if it's not hostile, he freezes, his brain just like, he becomes paralyzed with fear because he's been conditioned to see any kind of, you know, opposition as an attack coming at him.
We're just about out of time, but I quickly wanted to ask you, what conclusions have you drawn? What can we do, one thing that we could do to help stop bullying?
Monitor your kids' usage. You know, make sure that you check and see what they're receiving and what they're writing. And cyberbullying often goes two ways. So you have to teach your child that if somebody attacks them online, do not attack back. Take a screenshot of the evidence, print it out, bring it to the school, make a report, but do not engage in attacking back, or it weakens their ability to take action.